Well, hello, Culture Makers. My name is James, and this is
Savannah.
And today we're talking about how to be real. We're talking about the end of the Cartoon Network and how a group of protesters perfectly illustrated how not to get your point across.
Yeah.
Well, let's get started. First, we got the big question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, big question. How do you be real?
Step number one, download the app, Be Real.
Nope.
Just kidding. Step number one, don't be fake.
Okay. Sounds simple
and,
enough.
And here's why I say that, because it's hard to actually wrap our minds around what being real looks like.
Yeah.
Because it can seem like this sort of like nebulous, abstract thing, but it's really obvious when we're being fake.
Yeah.
When we're pretending to be somebody that we're not, when we're saying things that aren't actually true, when we are starting to dress in ways that we don't even like.
Yeah.
Just because we hope that other people will like us.
Yeah.
And so what I would start with is, if you want to be real, is start by not being fake.
Yeah. I would honestly say, mean what you say and say what you mean.
Come on.
Just like what you were saying is, don't dress this way, don't talk this way that you're not. People are going to see that. You're going to feel that.
Yeah,
and it's going to be hard for you to walk confidently in the person that God has made you to be when you're trying to fit into this mold that you were never meant to fit into.
Dang, come on, somebody. And I think what's so important is God created you to be you.
Mm-hmm.
If he wanted you to be somebody else, he would have made you somebody else.
Come on!
Right.
The Apostle Paul talks about the body of Christ, the church, as this collection of different body parts that all work together to reflect the goodness of God.
Yeah.
And God doesn't want everybody to be an elbow, because if the entire body was an elbow, it would look funny and it would not operate the way it's meant to. And so God needs elbows.
Yeah.
He needs wrists. He needs shoulders. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes, like all of it, all of the body parts, all of it has to work together in order for the body of Christ to be the body of Christ.
Right.
And you are a part of the body. You've been given gifts. You've been given perspectives. The way that you are wired, the family you come from, your experiences, all of that shapes you into who you are. And all of that can be used to show God to the world, and also to show God how much you love him.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be fake. Say what you mean and mean what you say. And then the last thing I would suggest is to follow Jesus.
Yeah.
Because Jesus is the most real person there ever was, right? He was never, you know, playing a show for this group of people or pretending to be somebody different for this group of people. Jesus lived with integrity.
Yeah.
That means he was fully integrated. He was one person. He wasn't trying to do all of these different things to get people to like him. He was living his entire life on purpose for the purpose that God had given him.
Yeah.
And if we follow him, then the cool thing is he's going to show us how we are to be real, how we are to live into the identity that we've been given.
So I would
suggest that the majority of the time when we're trying to be somebody we're not is because we're insecure about who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to have security in your identity, then the more time you spend with Jesus, the more you'll discover that he loves you just as you are.
Yeah.
That he literally laid down his life so that you could be one with him. And that doesn't mean that you could become somebody else to then be one with him, but literally just as you are. While we were still sinners, Christ Jesus died for us. And I think that's what Jesus would show you if you commit to following him, to spending time with him, to surrounding yourself with biblical community, other people that will repeat to you what God has already spoken.
Good.
And so our recommendation, if you want to be somebody who's real, is to not be fake.
Yep.
To say what you mean and mean what you say.
Right.
And thirdly, to follow Jesus, because he's going to show you the way to live that is true to who you are and who you're meant to be.
So good. I don't know if y'all were ready. Were y'all taking notes? Because that's how you're going to be real. All right.
If you don't take notes, then you're a fake.
Nope. That's not what we said.
I mean, I said it.
Not what we mean.
So wait, hold up. If I'm going to say what I mean and mean what I say, then where does sarcasm fit into all of that? Am I allowed to do that?
That's going to have to be another Culture Makers for
another day.
Maybe
in the comments down below, let us know.
Yeah.
Is there space in the kingdom of God for sarcasm? If there's not, I'm in trouble.
So let's jump in to all the things happening in culture. First and foremost, you kind of mentioned it earlier. Cartoon Network. Can we please talk about it?
We need to.
I am really sad.
Yeah, let's take a moment of silence.
That was a good moment. So tell me how
I'm
you feel.
Done.
Okay. 30 years, over 30 years of Cartoon Network existing, all these shows. I grew up on Cartoon Network. Did you grow up watching
100%. Cartoon Network?
Cartoon Network
was my childhood.
Okay, tell me what your favorite show was.
So back in the day, Cartoon Network would do this thing.
Way back in the day.
back in the day, Cartoon Network would do this thing called Toonami, where every day after school for a few hours, they would play anime. Mm-hmm. And that is when I was first introduced to the likes of Yu Yu Hakusho, Dragon Ball Z, mm-hmm. Dot Matrix, these incredible shows that really did shape and define my childhood.
Yeah.
I remember coming home from school almost every day. And at this point in my life, I was probably, oh boy, I think I was in kindergarten or preschool. And my dad had busted his knee really bad. And so I'd come home from school every day and we would just sit on the couch and watch Dragon Ball Z together.
That's so sweet.
Absolutely amazing. Not only is it entertaining, but it taught me to work hard, to not give up when I get knocked down, but to keep coming back for more. And, you know, maybe if I try really hard and I grunt really loud, my hair will be spiky and gold.
You know, you're like halfway there. You're doing great. Is that what this look is?
I refuse to respond.
So my favorite show was Powerpuff Girls. Hands down.
Garbage.
Not at all. Well, Are you kidding me?
So here's the thing. It was probably not bad, but as a like 5-year-old boy, a show called Powerpuff Girls.
You were too cool to watch that.
Because they were made with like everything, like what was it? Like sweet and spice and everything
and
nice.
And everything nice. Yeah.
As a boy, I'm like, no, that's not cool.
Oh my goodness. Are they going to like start streaming things?
Well, so
I have a lot of questions.
So here's the important thing. Cartoon Network is merging with WB Warner Brothers.
Okay, cool.
And so it's likely that you'll still be able to find it in certain places.
Yes.
I just don't really know. I haven't done that much research. So. Okay. So if you know more about what's happening and where to find these incredible shows, let us know in the comments down below, because Savannah really wants to go back and relive her childhood.
I really
of
do.
Powerpuff Girls.
Billie Eilish, she was caught holding hands with Jesse Rutherford.
How dare she?
What do you mean, how dare she?
Public hand holding?
Bye, I can't. I love this for her.
Cool.
And so let them hold hands. I hope that they get to know each other and fall in love and all the happy things.
Yep.
You probably don't care at all, do you?
No, I want people to have great, fulfilling relationships.
Yeah.
I have just seen a track record of celebrity relationships not being great and fulfilling, but often being really superficial. And so I hope that they can move past that.
Yeah.
You know, and I think what's hard for people like that is their life is so in the public eye that for them to actually be able to have intimate moments to just get to know each other beyond their public persona, I think could be really challenging.
So to be real?
To be real, right. Mm. That's really good. Because they've constantly got to think about the image they're projecting to the world.
Yeah.
And I think what's really interesting is when we think about this relationship between Billy and Jesse, it's kind of similar with our relationships with other people. In the sense that when you are first getting into a relationship with somebody, you are putting on your best.
Mm-hmm.
Like you want to show them all of the best parts of you so that they will find you attractive and they will find you as somebody that they want to get to know more. And while there's not really anything wrong with that, the problem becomes when you don't start to actually invite them in to see the real you.
Yeah.
Like I'm not saying that you shouldn't be well-dressed, that you shouldn't be freshly showered, that you shouldn't have deodorant on, that you shouldn't be polite on a first, second, third, fourth, fifth date.
Are you speaking from experience? That was very specific.
I did all of those things. Yeah,
okay,
100%.
Good. Do you still do all of those things?
Yeah, 100%. Now I've been married for 6 years.
Still wearing deodorant. Okay, good.
My wife's deodorant.
Clarity is important.
Well, so here's the thing. I've got really sensitive armpits. Let me make my point.
Okay,
here's the point.
It.
Is that when you're in a relationship with somebody, what typically happens is in the beginning, you try really, really hard to show them that you're a good person and a good match.
Yeah.
And then over time, you start to get comfortable and you kind of stop trying.
Mm.
And the real you comes out. Here's my challenge for you if you are in a romantic relationship, is do your best from the beginning to be a great person.
Yeah.
And then when you start to get more comfortable, don't stop trying to be your best. Keep bringing your best day in and day out. I think the difference between relationships that are really strong and long lasting is that those people keep trying and showing up and saying, I'm going to bring my best to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to be real. I'm not going to hide the things about me that maybe aren't quite as attractive or appealing, but I'm going to do my best every day to love and serve you.
Yeah.
So that's my advice for you.
So the next thing that we have
is... I hope Jesse was taking notes.
Protesters throwing tomato soup on Van Gogh's painting. Can we please talk about it?
Yeah.
I know you have a lot of thoughts.
Whoa, are you saying I'm an opinionated person?
That's a great thing. Let's hear it. We want to know your opinion.
So if you don't know, Vincent Van Gogh, world famous painter, has painted a lot of things that have sold for lots and lots of money. And like Savannah was saying, this group of protesters who is wanting to show the damage that fossil fuels have on the environment decided to illustrate that by damaging this priceless painting from the artist Vincent van Gogh.
Attempting to damage.
Whatever it was that actually happened, yeah. I would suggest that if you're trying to make a point, mm-hmm. if you're trying to get people to buy into this thing that you care about, then don't do it in a way that's going to make everybody angry.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. like if I want you to be a part of whatever this thing is that I care about, then I should probably communicate it in a way that will actually make you want to care.
Yeah.
In a positive way, not care because you're really upset by the obnoxious things that I'm doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think this really applies well to our faith as followers of Jesus, is we have seen the examples of people who are jerks for Jesus. And let me be very clear. If your goal is to show people the love of God and you do that by being a jerk, you've completely missed the point.
Yeah.
Because the way of Jesus is a way defined by love and grace and mercy and compassion. Yes, truth and justice and rightness are a part of it.
Yeah.
But if we just take a little bit of this, then what's going to end up happening is we're going to cause people to actually want nothing to do with Jesus mm-hmm. or the good news that he's invited us yeah. into.
And so, you can have passion without having anger.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on, somebody.
That is what was missing in this right. in this moment of trying to get their point across.
Yeah, I mean, James tells us that we should be slow to speak, mm-hmm. quick to listen, and slow to become angry because yeah. human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires.
Right.
And so, yeah, like, there are going to be some things in this world. It maybe for you is like the environment and the way people don't at all seem to care about the environment mm-hmm. that just gets you really passionate and fired up. And that is a good thing to care about because yeah. as human beings, we've been created to care for and cultivate all of creation right. as his image bearers.
Right.
And so care about it, but figure out how to care about it in a way that's actually going to invite other people to want to be a part of this greater cause.
And honor God.
And honor God. Come on, because like doing the right thing in the wrong way ends up being the wrong thing. Okay, I'm exactly. done with that one.
No, that's a good word.
Challenge of the week.
Are you ready? We want to challenge you, culture makers, to take an inventory of how have you acted in this past week? Are you being real? Are you trying to fit in a box that you were not made to fit in?
Come on.
Are you being passionate without being angry? Are you honoring God in the way that you're living, in the way that you're speaking, and through relationships with other people? That is our challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we want to be culture makers, not yeah. culture fakers.
There it is. That's good.
And we really do believe that developing the wisdom to be thoughtful, to yeah. think about what we do, what we say, how we live, is a really important factor in actually becoming the kind of people who can influence culture for the better instead of just getting wrapped up in all of the chaos and the noise.
Yeah.
And so take an inventory this week. Ask yourself, was I kind? Was I loving? Was I gentle? Was I gracious? Was I true? Was I real? Mm. And if you weren't, come up with a plan to do better in the future.
Yeah.
And know that every single step of the way, God's not mad at you. He's not disappointed in you.
Right.
He is continually inviting you to know more about who he is mm-hmm. and the love that he offers.
And if I could add one more thing to that.
No! Is, just kidding. Of course you can.
Just like you said, like, there's going to be moments where maybe you did try to be something that you're not, or mm-hmm. talk in this way, or fit in with this group, or you're just going to fall short of whatever being real is
yeah.
or being who God called you to be. But every moment, try to keep moving forward.
Come on.
Don't stay in that. Don't sit in that, well, I messed up and now this is who they think I am, or this is who I should be and I'm just gonna exist in this space. No, say what you want. Say yeah. that I want to be real. Say yeah. that this is who I am and this is who God called me to be, and keep moving forward, because we're never supposed to be in one space on this side of heaven. We're always supposed to keep growing and continuing to live just like Jesus loved.
Come on, so good. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this week of Culture Makers. Make sure to comment down below the things that I talked to you about earlier. I'm not gonna try to remember it because I'll mess it up. But with that being said, you know that we'll be back next week. We've got other YouTube shows that happen throughout the week. And so if there's somebody in your life that needs to hear anything we talked about or just needs some good news and encouragement, make sure you share with them the Switch Youth YouTube channel. So
absolutely. See you guys.